I wonder why Sister Holly sings that chorus again. I wonder if we could just stand to our feet tonight. Now I wonder if you could do this. Amen. Whatever may be weighing on your mind tonight, maybe there's situations in your home, or maybe there's situations in your body, or maybe there's fear that no one else knows that entraps you. Amen. Maybe there's sickness that you've been diagnosed with. This is what I want you to do tonight. Amen. As Sister Holly sings this chorus through just a couple of times, I want you to close your eyes. I want you to speak the name of Jesus. I want you to lift your hands high. Amen. And tell the Lord how much you love Him. Could you do that tonight? Amen. Not for Brother Seville, not for Sister Holly, but for you tonight, because God desires to be magnified in the house. Amen. If He be lifted up, He'll draw all men unto Him. Amen. His name is bigger tonight. Amen. Could you speak His name? Worship His name as Sister Holly sings this tonight. Hallelujah. More time. Hallelujah. He's bigger than any condemnation of your past. Hallelujah. He's bigger than any problem of your future. Hallelujah. He's greater tonight. Hallelujah. Could you speak the name of Jesus over it? Amen. That name that every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that He is King of Kings and He is Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Could you choose now tonight just to worship Him? Hallelujah. Lord, I love You. You're powerful. You're almighty. Hallelujah. I magnify You tonight, God. That name is bigger. Hallelujah. Before you're seated tonight, could you turn around and shake someone's hand? Could you just say, Jesus is in the house. Amen. Jesus is in the house. Hallelujah. To be here tonight. Amen. Looking forward to the Lord helping us. Amen. The good news is I don't preach any longer than 3 hours. Amen. Well, we don't know what the Lord has in store. I can't really say I'm a long-winded preacher, but I definitely will share with you what the Lord has laid upon my heart. And I feel like even in days that Brother David had called and asked us to come, and the Lord seemed to just kind of work situations for us to be able to come with work schedules and just dealing with our heart. So we appreciate that. And I appreciate the Word of God that God's already laid upon my heart. And my desire is to deliver the Word of God and simply step out of the way and see what God will do for you. Once again, you're here tonight because you chose to be here. Thank you for that choice. Amen. I'll encourage you to continue to choose, amen, to allow God to bless you in this service. I'm looking forward to the Lord moving around these altars. Turn with me tonight, if you would, to two different passages of Scripture. Amen. We're going to be looking at Genesis chapter number 50. Genesis chapter number 50. And once you've found that, you can put your finger there and turn over to Exodus chapter number 13 and verse number 17 through 19. While you're turning there, I was reading recently about a man who was interviewing to hire a chauffeur. And he asked his three candidates that he was interviewing to be a chauffeur, he said, I want to know how close you get to the edge of the cliff. And the first interviewer, he said, well, I get about a yard away from the edge of the cliff. And the next guy, interviewer number two, he said, I'll get you within inches of the cliff. The third gentleman said, well, I must tell you, I will stay as far away from the cliff as I can. So as the man was interviewing, he immediately looked at that third individual. He said, you spoke the right answer. You are hired. Amen. Tonight, I'm not looking at how close I can live to the world. I'm not looking at living life on the edge. Amen. I am looking tonight, amen, to know the will and the Word of God. Amen. And be lost in Him and as live close to the realm of safety as what I can till I make my eternal destination. Amen. To heaven. Amen. And so tonight I believe that you're hired for the job. Amen. I believe that because you're choosing to be here tonight, you said, I don't want to live on the edge. I don't want to get close to the edge. I want to live as far away from the edge as what I can. I want to live in safety. Amen. And tonight I pray that during the next course of the few nights that we're here and even on throughout your camp meeting, amen, that the Lord will just draw you closer and closer to safety. Amen. Praise God. In the book of Genesis, chapter number 50, verse number 25 and verse number 26, the Word of God says, and Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you and shall carry up my bones from hence. So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and they put him in a coffin in Egypt. The Word of God says, God shall surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones from hence. Amen. Turn with me, if you would, over to Exodus chapter number 13. Amen. Let's continue to read about these bones of Joseph. The Word of God says, Exodus chapter number 13, verse number 17. The Bible says, and it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the hand of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war, and they return to Egypt. But God led the people out through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up, harnessed out of the land of Egypt. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had straitly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones away with you. Amen. I simply, if the Lord will help us, I want to minister on this thought. Amen. Take the bones with you. Now tonight, if I could, I'm going to lay some foundation for quite a while. Please go with me, amen, as we journey together tonight to see what the Lord will do for us. Amen. I want to introduce to you, amen, Joseph. I want to introduce Joseph to you. I don't want to introduce to you Joseph, who is the dreamer with the coat of many colors. That's not the man I like to introduce to you tonight. I want to introduce a different Joseph to you. In fact, I don't even really tonight want to introduce to you Joseph, the man who's down there in the dungeon and who is forgot about. Amen. Who learns that in the middle of life that oftentimes suffering, amen, comes before stepping. That's not the Joseph I want to introduce to you. I don't even really want to introduce to you tonight Joseph, who becomes a Pharaoh, amen, who holds on to the promises and the visions of God, amen, and becomes Pharaoh, and as he rules. That's not the Joseph, Brother Andrews, I really care to look at great detail with tonight, although that's still the same man. But I'd like to look tonight at a man named Joseph, amen, who had faith, amen, that a day would come when he would no longer be in Egypt, amen, but his bones would be taken to a land of promise. Amen. By faith is the way that Joseph lived his life. Amen. Even in his death, amen, this man had faith. Amen. Sometimes we just have to walk by faith, folks. Amen. Even when we don't see the answer, we have to know what God has spoken through His Word and through His Spirit. Amen. And we have to know that faith will lead us to a place someday that our heart desires to be. A few weeks ago, my wife and I had traveled from Pennsylvania, where we live, in Lycoms. We had traveled about 4 hours down to see my mom in West Virginia. And it was close to Memorial Day. And so my mom was getting things together to go and put on graves. And so we journeyed to a graveyard that's not real far from my mom's house, but she lives in the mountains. And we had to journey up an old dirt road that was full of potholes, Brother Andrews. And we had to make our way through a couple gates. And we got to the top of the mountain there where the cemetery was. Where the cemetery is, the fence is kind of broken down and doesn't look so well, hasn't been given a lot of attention through the years. But needless to say, we made our way over to the grave where my grandmother and grandfather are buried. My grandmother I knew well, a great saint of God who loved the Lord for many, many years of her life. And my grandfather, who was killed when my dad was just a toddler in World War II. We looked over and we seen that there was the grave of my great-grandparents. You can look at their stone and there was mold on it. I wrote it off so that I could read some dates and things on it. To a lot of people, and that doesn't mean a whole lot, that little plot there in the mountain where things are grown up, the fence is falling over. But can I tell you, to us, it means a great deal because there is our history that is buried there in the ground. Amen. Sometimes we have to value the past to understand the value of our future. Amen. We have to value the past to value and understand how important and precious our future is. And here is Joseph. Amen. He is valuing the words that was given to him by the patriarchs of old. Amen. That he would not stay. Amen. The people of God would not stay in Egypt, but God would deliver them back into their land. And so Joseph held on to that vision and held on to that promise. It was very, very important to him. And so we know that one night there it was in the land of Egypt that Moses had come and he began to speak to Pharaoh. God had spoken to Moses from the burning bush. And as he spoke to Moses from the burning bush, Moses was very willing to go and do the work that God had called him to do. We know the story. We're familiar with it. He goes before Pharaoh after several plagues. Pharaoh will not release God's people. Finally, one plague finally comes one evening when all of God's children have sat there and they have eaten thereof of the meal that was given to them of Passover. Here it was, the lamb had been slain, the lamb had been eaten, and so it was going into the darkness of the night. And the Bible says that there the Lord passed over, and there as the Lord passed over, amen, death was not a respecter of persons that night. Amen, the eldest of every family died, whether it was in the home or whether it was in the barnyard. Amen, every man and every beast that was the eldest died. Death was not a respecter of anyone, from the slave camp to the palace, amen, to the barnyard. The oldest would die. Amen, but let me tell you what the death was a respecter of. For those who had the blood applied to their doorposts of their home, amen, the presence of the Lord, when it passed over, it was a respecter. Amen. And God spoke life to those families. Can I tell you that when Pharaoh, weeping and wailing, began to come out of Pharaoh's home, Pharaoh came to Moses. He said, Moses, why don't you just go ahead and take God's people? there was the Israelites, and they were already done and ready to go in their traveling clothes. They begin to march. The Bible says this, that the Lord could have took them in two different directions. One way would have taken them to Canaan within a few days. But God chose to take them a different route. That route would allow them not to see the war of the Philistines. That route would allow them to see the Red Sea open. It would allow them to see all the armies of the Egyptians drowned. It would allow them to prove God in the middle of the wilderness. So they begin to go on their way. As they begin to make their way, that pillar of fire by night that would lead them, there was something that was very, very important to them. Something that they had remembered for many, many years that Moses said you need to do. Is it Eric? Is that your name? Can I have you come here? And how about that young man in the red shirt right there? Can I have you come here? Moses comes to these gentlemen and he says something very, very important to them. He says, listen, I need for you to do something for me. He said, there's something that we need to do before we even cross over the Red Sea. Would you go get the bones of Joseph? Did you gentlemen just go get that box and bring right down here? I'll just let you stand right there with it. If your legs get tired, just sit down. So here it was that Moses says, go and get the bones of Joseph. The bones that had been there almost 400 years. Here it was that as they were making their way out, that the patriarch, amen, of Joseph, amen, his bones were in the box. And you may remember, I read to you previously, that was spoken by Joseph. He said, I want my bones to be taken with you when you go to the promised land. Amen. We can read in Genesis chapter number 15 how that Joseph, his father had come by and he spoke the words unto Joseph that there would only be a little bit of time for certainty that the children of Israel would be in Egypt. And so until the time would elapse, Joseph said, I want my bones to be taken. You remember what Joseph said. Joseph said, and Israel said unto Joseph, behold, I die. But God shall be with you and bring you again into the land of your fathers. Here it was in Genesis chapter number 50 that we find that Joseph, the last thing, amen, Jacob died and Joseph did the last thing he could do for his father. The Bible says that Joseph took the bones of his father and he went back to the grave where his father and grandfather was and he buried them in Shechem. And Joseph, I imagine when he buried the bones of his father in Shechem, he probably thought, one day I will be back here too. It probably won't be until after I die. But I want my bones to be buried back here with Dad and Grandpa one day. I don't want to stay in a foreign land, but I want my bones to be buried with my father. Amen. For certainty, God will deliver us out of Egypt. And so here it is on that night. Amen. That faith comes by. Amen. Joseph, he looked by faith. Amen. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 22, by faith, when Joseph died, made mention of the parting of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. Can I tell you what those bones represented? They represented that there is going to be a better day. Amen. There's going to be a better day. Amen. There's a day coming that is better. And so the Word of God tells us that the bones were taken that night as the Red Sea opened up. Joseph's bones went across. Amen. Moses had a hold of them. His prodigy Joshua would one day bury those bones. And so here is a vivid, living, remembering that there is deliverance at hand. At the edge of the Red Sea, I want to tell you something. Here it was that the children of Israel, they seen the Red Sea in front of them. They seen the mountain on either side of them. They seen Pharaoh's army behind them. But there was a box that was speaking to them that said, it will be all right. I don't care if the enemy is against you. I don't care if the mountain is so high. I don't care if the sea is raging in front of you. Amen. There is a better day. May fear be gone. Amen. May hope rise up inside of you. There is a brighter day. Amen. By faith. Amen. Joseph, he's seen a brighter day. Amen. A nation of Israel. Amen. 600,000 men. Amen. Women and children on top of that. Amen. You may complain. You may long for the leeks and the onions and the garlics of Egypt. But can I tell you, there is a box right here in our midst that speaks of a brighter and a better day. Amen. Take up the bones. Amen. Look and see. Amen. Sometimes we may have to wait. Amen. Joseph knew that there would be 400 years up until the time where his bones would be delivered to the place where he desired them to be. But he looked to a better day. Amen. Can I tell you, young person, adults sometimes are looking for God just to open up the right door. Can I tell you what? Amen. Though the vision tarry, wait on it, for it will speak and it will not lie. Amen. It will come to fruition tonight. Amen. Faith says, look for a better day. There is a brighter day. We're going to make it. Fears sometimes can surmount us. Amen. But I want you to know there is a brighter day. There is a better day coming. Amen. I want you to know something tonight, that if you and I could be like Joseph, amen, and we could remember that the temporary trials of this life, amen, they're not even worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Amen. I want you to know that there is a brighter day. Amen. I know that there's times where we go through times in our life where we're given a diagnosis. Amen. But faith says on the other side we're going to feel the healing touch of God. Amen. There are times where life can overtake us and we may say, God, that really took me by surprise. The good news is this, it hasn't taken God by surprise. And there's a brighter day. God has your future planned out for you. Amen. I believe that tonight, amen, if you and I could look to a brighter day, amen, there would be some people in the sanctuary that would say, I see Canaan land. Amen. I believe there would be some folks that says, amen, I see a land flowing with milk and honey. Amen. I see revival on the horizon. Amen. I see what faith in God can do. Amen. I can see the promises of God being fulfilled. Amen. I'm not staying here. I'm leaving. That's what faith says. It is a brighter day. Amen. Just on the way up here today, my wife and I had received some phone calls. There's a precious lady in our church, Sister Kay Lehman, who's really gone through some tough times in her life. Amen. I visited with her in the hospital just on Wednesday. Amen. She had some problems. She's been on chemotherapy. She's been on dialysis. Amen. So 2 days a week she goes to dialysis. 3 days she's designed to go to chemotherapy. And so she comes to the hospital very sick, very weak. And so I'm in her room. And I'm sure some of you brethren, amen, Brother Fraser, maybe there's times you go and you visit the saints. They're more concerned about taking care of you than allowing you to minister to them at times. Amen. And here's Sister Lehman. She's laying there in her bed and she's sick. And she says, I know God's able to heal me. God's able to see me through. Amen. We are on our way up today. And they told us that Sister Lehman, who's been on dialysis for several weeks now and continues to get sick from dialysis, amen, they found out Sister Lehman has a cyst on her kidney. The doctor said, that may be causing your problem. Today they went in and did a procedure. They said, we're hoping and thinking that you won't have to take dialysis anymore. Amen, folks, that don't just happen. Amen, that's what God can do. But can I tell you, Sister Lehman, amen, look to live in a better place. She didn't look to stay there or to die there. Amen, faith says, I'm moving on. Sometimes we have to look beyond our today. We have to look into tomorrow. Sometimes we have to throw the anchor out into tomorrow and pull ourselves in, saying tomorrow is going to be a better day. And tomorrow I'm going to see God move. Tomorrow I'm going to see the answer. Tomorrow I'm going to have revival. Tomorrow I'm going to be whole. Amen. Faith says there is a better, brighter day. Amen. Sometimes it's a long wait. Amen. I appreciate the song of that sister. Is it Joanna? I'm not sure. That's her name. Sister that sang by a cappella, whatever. Wonderful song, ministered to me. Do you know what? She said, sometimes it's the time. Sometimes it's the fire. Amen. That gets us where we need to be. Sometimes it may seem like 300 years, Joseph. Amen. But by faith,
Say, my bones won't be buried here. Amen. They're going to be buried in a better place, a brighter day. Not only did this box represent to Moses and all the children of Israel that there is a brighter day, but I want to tell you something that's so important about this box. Amen. This box also represented the Word of God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, if we can grab a hold of this tonight, God will bless us. Amen. It represented the Word of God. You may say, Brother Seville, how does it represent the Word of God? Well, you see, this first part of the Bible, the Pentateuch, has been written by a man named Moses. However, Moses, he wasn't even around in Genesis to know what happened. So how did he write this? Yes, I know that he met with God face to face. I know that God spoke with him. But could I suggest to you what a lot of Bible theologians and scholars suggest? They suggest that the very box of bones that Joseph was buried in also served as a history channel. Amen. As every word on the inside and on the out gave history of what God had done. Amen. From the very beginning of time. Amen. And because of that history that Joseph had written, amen, Moses picked it up and they began to pen the first part of the Bible. Amen. The Word of God means something as they begin to journey. Amen. In the midnight hour. Amen. When it was dark. When the mountains were beside of them. When the sea was in front. Pharaoh's army was behind. They had the Word of God with them. God's Word will keep us. Sometimes we just have to stand upon the promises of God's Word. Amen. When we don't have anything else to stand on. Amen. We find that here, amen, on this box of bones, amen, there was probably Egyptian hieroglyphics that was written on here. No doubt the body had been preserved. Amen. But Joseph decided that he was also going to give out all the history that could be forgotten in 400 years. Let me tell you about what happened way back when. Let me tell you what happened. You see, when I look at Abraham, amen, he passed on the information about Lot and about Sodom. He passed it on down to his son Isaac. And Isaac, he passed it on down to Jacob. And hey, Jacob's my daddy. Daddy passed it on down to me. Amen. And I took that word and I wrote it down. Amen. So it could be rehearsed in the ears of every Israelite. Amen. As they would pass by during hours of slavery and working hard. They can look and read the hope that they had. Can I tell you that they also have the Word of God with them as they made their journey on to a better way? God's Word means so much tonight. Amen. We need to pick up the Word of God and we need to take God at His Word. I want to tell you that if God is for you, there is no thing nor any person that can be against you. Amen. I like what Brother Frazier had to say. God's thoughts are good to us. Amen. It's time we take God at His Word. Amen. He promised that He'll never leave us nor forsake us, but He's with us always. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. He's guiding us. He's leading us all along the way, erasing all fear. Amen. He's greater. He is Jehovah Rapha, the God that healeth thee. Amen. By His stripes we were healed. Amen. It's time we take God at His Word. We often look at the cross and we take it for our salvation. But how about looking at the cross and taking it for our healing tonight? Because it was by His stripes that we are healed. Taking God at His Word. Amen. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. Amen. Here it is, the Word of God. Can I tell you that one day the school of the prophets, they were building a new school and they called Elisha the prophet to come by and to work and minister with them. They were so glad they did, because when they lost the borrowed axe head, the Word of the Lord gave them wisdom in finding that axe head. Thank God for His Word. It gives direction. It gives us hope in the middle of life. Amen. Thank God for His Word. There was security in those bones. There was direction in those bones. There were power in those bones. Amen. Sometimes I think that we just need to pick up this whole Bible. Amen. And down the backbone of this Bible is 66 ribs. Amen. That will minister to us if we'll allow it to minister to us. Amen. I'm sure that tonight there are folks who have gathered in here. Amen. You're looking for God to move in your life. In the middle of your journey, you may say, Lord, how long can this day be? Amen. How long can this night be? God, how deep can this trial get? God, I feel so far from You. Let me tell you something. What we need is the Word of God. Amen. Sometimes, amen, we just have to step out by faith. We begin to have to do a little bit of praising God, a little bit of dancing, a little bit of shouting. You may say, well, Brother Seville, I don't feel it. No, we don't have to feel it. We need to take God as His Word and step out in faith and do it. Amen. It was the bones. Amen. That spoke to them. This Word can infuse our life with light. Amen. It can challenge us in the middle of mediocrity. Amen. This Word, amen, tonight, it can secure us. Amen. When everything else seems to be so unsecure. Amen. The bones. But you know, tonight, not only did this box that was full of Joseph's bones, not only did it represent that there's a brighter day coming, not only did it represent the Word of God that they needed to stand on and look to in the middle of their journey, but it represented hope of a resurrection. See, why did Joseph want his bones to be buried in Canaan instead of Egypt? See, he could have been buried in the greatest of shrines because he was a Pharaoh. You see, for him, we know he had some boys. The Word of God says that his father blessed his oldest instead of, or his youngest instead of his oldest. So we know he had some boys. He had a wife, and so he decides, I don't want my bones there, Brother Frazier. I don't want them where my wife is or even where my boys are. To us, that may seem like, wow, Brother Andrews, that logic just doesn't seem real. Why is that? You see, he wanted his bones to be carried back, amen, across the wilderness to the place of his youth. Amen. A place where there was that thrilled his heart. Amen. Egypt didn't thrill his heart. Amen. The land of Canaan thrilled his heart. Amen. He wanted his body to rest. Amen. Someplace where his grandpa was and his father was and his great-grandpa was. He wanted his bones to go there. And so we know this. The oldest book that is chronologically written in the Bible isn't Genesis, but it's Job. And Job talked about our Redeemer coming. And he talked about the hope of the resurrection. So Joseph already knew something about the resurrection. How much he knew, we do not know. But we know that he must have known something. And it's amazing how that Canaan is just north of Jerusalem. Could I take you to a tomb? Could I take you back even farther to a place called Golgotha, where at the base of that hill that looked like a skull behind it, amen, there was the very Son of God who was crucified. And the Bible says this in Matthew 27, verse number 50 through 54. The Bible says, Jesus, when He had cried again with a loud voice, He yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom. And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. And this is interesting. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after His resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things which were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. May I say to us tonight that we think often about what it was like at that midnight hour in the middle of the day and when it grew dark. Jesus cried, it is finished. May I say tonight, He did not say, I am finished. He said, it is finished. The work that I was called to do, it is finished. Father, I have finished the work. And the Bible says that all of a sudden, that veil in the temple from the very top to the bottom, it was rent in twain. And the Bible says that the earth, it shook. And then the graves of the saints, it opened up. Hallelujah. Can I tell you that about a day away in Shechem, there were some bones of a man named Joseph. Amen. And on that day, I would like to believe that a man named Joseph, amen, he got up and he walked. Amen. Because faith allowed him to hold to the promise that there is a resurrection day that is coming for every saint, for every believer, for every child of God. There is a resurrection day. Amen. We don't mourn or grieve as others that have no hope. Amen. But we hope in Him. For in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, amen, those, amen, who have died in the Lord, amen, the graves are going to open up, and then we that which are alive and remain, we're going to be caught up together, amen, in the clouds with the Lord. Amen. Thank God for the promise and the hope of the resurrection tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know, Brother Andrews. I don't know if Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph all got up and began to walk, but I'd like to have been there that day. Amen. I'd like to get a little vision of what happened to a man who said, I will not stay here. The bones go too. He wanted back in Canaan for obvious reasons. Because there was hope. There was hope. Amen. There was a resurrection on the way. Amen. I can just imagine. Amen. Joseph was probably saying, thank God that the bones went too. Thank God that the bones went too. Amen. Don't bury me here. Don't leave me here. Amen. I'm not going to die here and stay here. Amen. My bones are going somewhere else. Amen. Brother and sister, don't you weep over me tonight. Amen. If I'm taken, amen, by the way of death, these bones may stay here, but only for a little while. Amen. I want to say this in closing. Sister Holly, you can come to the piano. Hebrews says this, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for our refuge to lay hold upon the hope that is set before us. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth in into that within the veil. Could I read just a couple phrases again? Amen. The Word of God says, amen, here, who hath fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope that is set before us. Lay hold upon the hope that is set before us. Amen. Yeah, the Bible says, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, sure and steadfast. Amen. Tonight, I don't know where you are. I got to be honest. Amen. Up till last night, I was going to preach a different message. Then the Lord began to deal differently with me. Amen. I want to tell you something tonight. Amen. There is hope. There is hope. Amen. I don't know what you've come here with burdens up on your shoulders, but there is hope. Could you just walk a little bit, gentlemen? Amen. These bones speak to us tonight. Amen. There's a better day coming. There's a brighter day coming. Amen. I want to tell you something. These bones speak to us that we need to take God at His Word. Amen. The doctor may say, this is your diagnosis. Thank you, doctor. Thank you for your wisdom. Amen. Thank you for all your scientific knowledge. But my God says this. Amen. I think it's time we take God at His Word. You may say, Brother Seville, you don't know my family situation. It is so messed up. There's no way I could ever solve it. Amen. It's not yours to solve tonight. Amen. It's yours to rest in the peace that only God can give. You may say, Brother Seville, but I felt like God had called me many, many years ago. Amen. And I've messed my life up. Amen. Tonight, a night to look at the box of bones. Amen. There is a brighter day. Amen. And there is the Word of God to stand upon. Amen. We have hope tonight. Amen. Of a resurrection. Amen. God can take those things that seem so dead. Amen. And He can speak a life to them. Amen. That's what He likes to do for His friends. Amen. One day He came by to His friend Lazarus, who was laid in the tomb. Amen. He had healed so many before, Brother Andrews. But this was something different now, Brother Eastman. This was His friend. It wasn't just someone who was an acquaintance, someone in town, someone in community. But it's my friend. The Bible says that he was emotionally moved. You know what? If you're the friend of God tonight, he's emotionally moved for you. He is. And he came by and he said, Lazarus, come forth. And he did something he never did before. He spoke life. How many is ready for God to speak life to you? Listen. Tonight I didn't come here to try to preach a great message. You picked the wrong guy. But what I did come here to do is to see God move in your life. Could I say tonight, could you get a glimpse of these box of bones? One thing that's amazing, Brother Eastman, but I want to tell you something that is so powerful. That Jesus, in his first miracle, he came by and he did something so amazing. He turned that water into wine. And he said this. They said, why did you save the best for last? The good wine's supposed to be given out first. I think God was saying this. And he still speaks this. We think the best is only for the beginning. But God saves the best for last. God's not done with you. He saves the best for last. Maybe we need to get a glimpse at the box of bones. But Joseph, he died. He died in Egypt. The man who held to the vision. He held to the promise. And God spoke life. Are you here tonight? And you think, man, preacher, there's nothing good for me. The good's already been long gone. You don't know the situation. I don't need to know the situation. All you need to do is take the anchor of the soul, Jesus. Throw it out to the future. And then begin to pull your way to it. Amen. Pull your way to that anchor. Because God has good things for you. 400 years, Brother Andrews. But Joseph held to the promise. This is what I want to ask tonight. You're going to find out over the next few nights, I'm not the guy who's going to call you to kneel down at the altar. I just don't typically work that way. And I'm not here to preach on Sunday. But this is what I want to do. I want every individual that's here tonight that says, I need a bright day. I need to hear the word of God. I know that there is resurrection for the death that I see. If that is you, I want you to step out of your seat. I want you to come tonight. I want these gentlemen to put that box right up there on that altar. I want you to take a glimpse of that box. Say that box represents a brighter day. That box represents the word of God that I stand on. That box represents the hope of the resurrection. And when you look, I want you then to begin to lift up your eyes toward the heavens. I want you to lift up your hands. I want you to lift up your hearts. I want you to lift up your voice. I want you to grab a hold of something tonight that takes you, amen, so strong into your future. It's past your diagnosis. It's past your trial. It's past your dilemma. It's past your fear. It's past your discouragement. It's past your family situation. Amen. And it takes you on to a place that is brighter and is better. How many is ready to move tonight? If you are, amen, step right out of your seat. Amen. Step right out of your seat. Come and throw your hands up around these altars. Amen. Begin to look to God for a hope of a brighter day. Amen. Begin to look to God. Amen. For His Word to speak to you. Amen. Come tonight. Amen. Come tonight with hope. Amen. Joseph said, amen, my hope is not here. Amen. My hope is not in this world. Amen. But my hope is in the promises of God and His Word. Hallelujah. Amen. Could you take God and His promise? Amen. Could you take God at His Word tonight? Hallelujah. All around the sanctuary. Amen. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hearts. Amen. Begin to pour it out to God. Hallelujah. God, I'm not staying here. Amen. Hope says that there is a brighter day. Hallelujah. The Word says that I have hope. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.